Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out Napier's Settlement. And this holiday season, check out the new Chris Kindle Market. Actually, it's in second year at Napier's Settlement. The Chris Kindle Market is special hours. Check the Napier's Settlement website at napiersettlement.org. And don't forget, while you're at the Chris Kindle Market, check out those Napier lights along the beautiful grounds of Napier's Settlement. Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience, swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraydance.com. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold Vacation Movies. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right. $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com. Keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Carl Knudsen, famous DJ and cocktail lounge singer. Invite him to your next party or gathering or wedding. Carl Knudsen can be reached at 630-384-9614. Check him out on Facebook or on the web. Carl Knudsen, our favorite DJ and lounge singer. Hey, the holidays are here, and I'm sure you might need some help preparing for that special party or dinner. Well, Bliss Culinary Heaven can help. Bliss Culinary Heaven was created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson to fill a void in the culinary world. And chef Tyler Nelson, he works with local farms to provide delicious flavors and creative and unique ways to taste, to tempt your taste buds. Bliss is a culinary corporation offering several options for your guests, from catering to retail. Contact Bliss Culinary Heaven at 630-865-1582.
Bocconi's, it's the kind of
food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bocconi's.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned, get this, folks, by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. That's N as in Nancy, forkfarm.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, and more. Check out the NapervilleTrolley.com. Naperville Trolley, ding dong, ding ding, not ding dong. And finally, thanks to Illusion Photography, our newest sponsor on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check them out. They are a fine art wedding photography studio based in Oak Brook, Illinois. Give them a call at 630-560-5684. Check out Illusion Photography on Facebook or on the web.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Welcome to the good show. What's the good word, everybody? Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, all my listeners on Tuyville Internet Radio and Blog Talk Radio. Been with me since the very beginning. We're almost celebrating 5 years of the Dolly McCarthy Show in Chicago. Hello to everybody that listens and downloads the program on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago and on 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. I want to get it all in this show. This is a very special holiday show. Please send me a note on Facebook or Twitter. Let me know what you're celebrating this year. And I've got a free oil change to give to you, courtesy of Clark's Car Care in Naperville. Thank you to Matt Weber, my friend Matt Weber over there. He wants to give a little holiday cheer to our listeners, our loyal listeners who support this show every week. We bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, usually at my expense, right? Well, we got Freddie Pecoraro on the show. Maybe he could give you some laughs, this time around. But we always support non-for-profits on the show, and I don't have a non-for-profit this week on the show. I should. Shame on me. But this week I don't. But we continue to feature them in every show throughout the year. But I will say this in closing, I'm getting close to the end of the year. We've featured hundreds of them over the years. And I would just say that continue the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit, whatever you celebrate. Happy Kwanzaa. I forgot to mention that one too. To spread good cheer by remembering those that are less fortunate and taking care of, families, small businesses that are in and around the Chicagoland area. These families are hardworking families. Some of them, family businesses that have been going strong for 50 some odd years, giving back in the community in their small way, which really is a big way, employing people in the community and just the backbone to Chicago. And so we honor them. And that's why, one of the reasons why this week's show, I invited my friend Freddie. A lot of people call him Freddie. I just was in the Cecilia Bakery on the northwest side where I grew up and frequently visited. Freddie Pecoraro is the owner and operator. I think he's second generation. We're going to ask him himself. But anyway, we got Freddie on the show today, and we're going to talk about the family business. Some of these Chicago institutions have been around for years and years and years that make up what Chicago really is. You think it's the skyscrapers and the Windy City. It's the families that are hardworking families that get up at the crack of dawn. I think they have a rooster at that bakery. How do they do it? They get up at the crack of dawn and they start making the bread, kneading the bread, rolling the dough, making the sauce, all that good stuff that keeps us moving along. But Anyway, Freddie's on the show today, and then my good friend Tony Ocean is back on the show. I told you it was a special holiday show, and Tony likes to sing "Baby, It's Cold Outside" every holiday with me. I do my best. The show very soon, but first, I got to take a quick break, and I will be right back, guys.
Hello, darling. I said hello.
Enough of that. Okay, we got everything back on track here. Listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. We're going to be celebrating 5 years of the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, on WCKG 1530 AM in March, and I will keep you posted. We may throw a little party. Maybe. We'll see. But anyway, this show is about spreading holiday cheer. My friend Tony Ocean is coming up shortly. We're going to talk to Tony about that. Freddie, are you there? Oops, Freddie Pecoraro, he just dropped out. Freddie, call me back. We're going to talk to Freddie about a Chicago institution, the Cecilia Bakery. Oh, here he is. There he is. Freddie, are you there?
Hey.
Freddie?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Hello, my friend. Are you there? I can barely hear you.
I can hear you.
Screaming in that phone.
How are you?
Are you in the back? The back kitchen, the bakery?
Yeah, I'm actually making deliveries right now for customers.
Can hear you.
Are you having a hard time hearing me?
We're
making deliveries right now for cannolis for the Resurrection Hospital over on Talcott.
Oh, my God. I love it. Working man here. He's working all the angles. All right. Well, Freddie, welcome to the good show. We've never had you on the show. It's good to have you. And
you,
I was just in there visiting with Freddie.
You
are one of Chicago's best,
day.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you.
Okay, first of all, let me just say the bakery, the Cecilia Bakery, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Family owned and operated. Tell us a little bit about the bakery, how long it's been around, who started it, who continues. Tell us all the family history.
Well, my father came here in 1964, and in 1968 he opened up his first bakery, which has always been on the same block. We've moved buildings a couple times, and he still comes in. He's 78 years old, still comes in every day. He does his 30-mile drive each way every day to come have fun and enjoy himself and keep busy. And he's been just doing it for 50 years. I've been in the business with my dad for that long, or not that long, but I've been in the business since I was pretty much born, so it's been a long time. I'm getting old. I'm enjoying it. I like talking with people, and we try to keep things as traditional as possible.
Yes, you sure are. Now, that location on Lawrence and Nagel, right? Is it Nagel?
Austin.
Austin, right? Austin,
yep.
And Lawrence, they're at 5939 West Lawrence Avenue in Chicago, okay? This is one of Chicago's best,
yes.
And it was voted Chicago's best cannoli. That
we,
you know what,
were.
They are, those cannolis are fantastic. Then you also got something that you just invented on your own, this cannoli stuffed croissant.
Yeah,
that's a must try.
I was a little bored.
And then
I was a little bored one
and
day.
Freddie just started. Too funny.
Keeps,
I hate to ask you how that
speaking.
Happened by accident. Freddie tells me what.
I was bored. That's all I can say.
You were bored?
Yeah, I was bored one day. It was a little bit before closing. We had a couple of croissants left over. And my buddy Joe says, "Well, can we put cannoli cream in?" And I'm like, he's cooking all the creams and croissants. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And ever since we did it, the next day, we've had customers been asking for them for probably now about 4 months. And we keep them on the regular on the shelf now. I thought it was first to start out as a little bit of a joke, and then it became a staple. So we've been busy all four
oh,
months with
goodness.
It. Yeah.
I thought you
and
were going to say after you.
We just had the Hungry Hound in a couple weeks ago, too, and he did a little presentation on our pizza. So we got, I think you had a slice
the other
day,
right? Don't get me started on that buttercrust pizza. That buttercrust pizza is fantastic. I'm telling you,
I went in
and I was getting a large pizza to go for my kids. It's just a cheese, you know, some little snack for after school. And I saw that buttercrust pizza. I thought, wow, I had never tried that before. And you said to me that you started making it again recently. So I took a slice. I was just going to have a taste. I'm notorious for that. My kids know that. Mom loves to taste, so I get like one of everything in a bakery, and I taste like a bite out of everything, and I leave the rest for my kids. But I just have to taste it, and I devoured the whole piece. Did you see me devouring that thing?
You had that first bite. It's over.
It was over. Forget about
bite.
It. Go ahead. So I love it. Freddie, what's your father's name?
My dad's name is Joseph Pecoraro. And he learned how to do this in the old country. Yeah, Giuseppe. He learned how to do this in the old country.
Where's he from? What part?
He's from Palermo, Sicily. So my whole family originates from Sicily.
I thought you said you were also Calabrese. Is your mother
Calabrese? No, not Calabrese. Nope, from Palermo. Well, Palermo County.
Oh, right. I didn't know you were from Sicily, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're 100% first-generation Sicilian.
Okay, the T-shirt you have, the sign you have in your shop, too. You're making a mini T-shirt. Tell everybody what that is.
I'm having a little bit of a brain block right now. It says all Italians are, oh, my Lord, I forgot what it said. Do you remember? I'm having a brain block
right now.
Of
course, you're on a delivery, so I can't tell you to turn around and look at the sign. But everybody, you can go over there and check out the sign. Something about Sicilians, it caught my eye. Everybody...
All Italians are Sicilian, but not all Italians are Sicilian.
I hope my friend Tony Ocean gets that and has a sense of humor with that one. Tony Ocean's coming up really soon. Freddie Pecoraro with Cecilia Bakery on the northwest side of Chicago, my hood. Check out one of the finest bakeries, the tastiest bakeries in all of Chicago. They are voted Chicago's best. And voted Chicago's best cannoli, but I say it has the best butter crust around. Don't think you're going to go in there and just taste it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. And
that.
I think what's going to happen next? Are you accidentally going to make cannoli sausage? What's going to happen next with that cannoli?
You never know where the cannoli can go.
We're running out of time. I wanted to talk to you, Freddie, about some holiday traditions. Real quick, what's the number one seller this time of year at the bakery?
Oh, between the cannolis and the Sicilian sfincuna pizza and our pan pizza pastries, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, we have trays of lasagna going out, meatballs, sausage,
you're busy.
Tons of chicken limon. There's so much stuff we're making. We're making the spittini. I mean, it's just right now, everything is up for grabs. Everybody wants everything. So we're kind of... We got the next 2 days are going to be, if there's another 48 hours in a day, it would be good for right now. But, I think everything is going from our catering to our pastries to our pizza to our bread. You know, it's all traditional. We're trying
to keep
everything fresh.
Keep up the good work, Freddie, keep up the good work.
I appreciate that,
Dolly.
You do the same.
It's hard work because I'm running a house with 9 people, and it's hard work running my kitchen with 9 people.
Yeah.
I can't imagine running a bakery. Take some breaks.
I enjoy it.
Take a load off after the holidays. What's that?
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Buon Natale, my friend.
Buon Natale e buon anno. Ciao.
Check them out on the web, CeciliaBakeryChicago.com. Freddie's all over Facebook. He's always posting on my page, too. Speaking of Freddie, take care.
You too, Dolly. I'll see you
everybody.
Soon.
Thanks for calling into the show, Freddie.
Thank you.
Go check. Check out that bakery, and let me tell you, I forgot to tell you, the other day I went in there and I ordered an Italian sub. Freddie goes, oh, it's your lucky day. It's a 2-for-1. So I got 2. Yahoo! I got 2 subs. Okay, say hello, everybody, to my friend Tony Ocean. Tony,
Oh,
are you there?
Boy, how you doing, Dolly? Yes, I'm there. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Buon Natale, my friend.
Buon Natale.
How are you today?
Good, man. It's just great. I'm just getting ready for Christmas, and it's great to be back on the show. Thank you for having me back. I love it. And it's just been a great year. We're just, you know, getting ready for finishing 2017, and it's been one of my best years in a long time. We celebrated our 25th anniversary as Tony Ocean in the business, which was real cool. So we celebrated at the Arcana Theater in St. Charles. That was cool. I just opened for Gino Vannelli last month, and then last Tuesday I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, opening for Michael Bublé. That was great. That we have the new Dean Martin Celebrity Roast that we're doing. We're on our fourth sellout show, and actually the next one is going to be January 27th at Moretti's in Mount Prospect, and we're roasting one of your buddies there, Ronnie B. Elvis. We're roasting Elvis Presley on that day. So
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting.
That's
going
to be a blast. Oh, my God.
Well,
that
what we do with that particular
show, you don't want to miss, everybody.
Yeah, it's a great
Tony,
show.
Tony, where can people
remember
get tickets for that?
That's DinosCelebrityRoast.com. That's DinosCelebrityRoast.com. And what it is, if you remember the old show, what we do is Frank, Dean, Sammy, Joan Rivers, Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett, and the list goes on and on of different impersonators. Now, we go up and we roast the person who's getting roasted, but then we go up and they do their big hits. So the roast never got to sing, but this time they roast and then they get up and sing and then you have a dinner. So it's pretty cool, man. January 27th, check that out.
Fun.
And it's
Where's
good. Working on a
held,
brand new CD. Oh, that's going to be at Moretti's in Mount Prospect.
All right.
Moretti's a la carte entertainment.
Not
yeah,
too
that
far,
well, it's going to change.
Mount Prospect.
Right, it's going to change all the Moretti's. We're going to be exclusively with Moretti's. So the one in January is going to be in Mount Prospect. The one in February will be in the one in Bartlett and Edison Park. The one in March. So we're going to be roasting different people, but it's going to be cool, and we're excited about that. Along with Tony LaBarbera from Shark
like
Entertainment.
Yeah. I'm sorry we didn't get Ronnie on the show with you, but we are. I want to make sure we get our song in. We want to make sure we have enough time. Ronnie
sure.
D. Elvis,
yeah.
Roasted by Dino, Tony Ocean, and his friends in January. Don't miss that show. Tickets are online. Tony, speaking of Chicago sisters, we were just talking to Cecilia Bakery, a Chicago best, and now another Chicago favorite, Tony Ocean. People just love your shows, Tony. It's hard to keep up with you on Facebook. You're like the Energizer Bunny. People used to say that about me. Now I see you.
Don't
you have some good news?
This is all I do for a living. Pardon me?
You've had some good news. Recently.
Yes. 25 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be marrying the love of my life, Laura Fink. And it's just great, man. We're getting married at the speakeasy in St. Charles, and Ron Onesti is going to marry us. It's going to be very cool. We got about 150 people, and it's going to be great. And we've been together now. We've known each other for a bunch of years, but we finally get together. And now I got great. I never had any children. Now I got five of the best kids in the world. And there's all nine of us in the house. So it's just phenomenal, man. It's 2017 has been an incredible year.
I will tell you, I have to agree. That's the year I got married, and Mike and I blended families. We've got seven kids between us. So, you know, that instant family, that instant big family, you can do it.
Yeah, it was great.
Keep singing.
No,
keep singing.
Yeah. When I have to, I can never retire. This is all I do for a living. So I have to, yes.
Well, congratulations.
So everything is good.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And,
I'm going to be.
This is going to be our third year. Tony and I get together and sing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Got it.
And unfortunately, we're doing this. You're doing it on the phone this time. We're not in person. So we're going to try to do this. We're going to try to entertain you. We're definitely going to entertain you. I don't know if we're going to make you cry, laugh, or whatever. Tears of Christmas joy. At least
Christmas joy it is. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. It's a holiday cheer. That's all that matters. Hey, and next Thursday, I'll be 55 years old.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah, next Thursday.
55.
Next Thursday, I'll be 55. Yep, I'll be 55 years old. We're celebrating. We have a big party. Well, we have two parties. We have Venuti's in Addison. On the 29th of December will be Venuti's in Addison. Yes, you did. And then that'll be the party with the band, the whole Retro Rockets band. And then 2 days later, we'll be doing our annual New Year's Eve party at the Hyatt in Rosemont. It's our 10th year in a row. So it'll be a good way to kick off the birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, life is good. It sure is. So congratulations on your engagement to your love of your life. I love that. And then
you
just keep rolling along. Chicago, one of Chicago's favorites, Tony Ocean. And I'm so lucky I get to sing with him. One of these days we've got to go on stage and do this. Maybe we'll get Ron Onesti up on stage. We'll do a holiday sing-along.
Sure. Absolutely. It would be very cool. Absolutely.
I had a lot of good ideas. Yeah. Oh, my God. Tony, okay, we don't have any music. But do I start the song?
All right, so we do it a cappella.
First?
A cappella, right?
We do it a cappella. And then do I start it first? I guess so, right?
Yeah, you.
The song is called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Tony Ocean, Dolly McCarthy, singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're going to sing, and then we're going to come right back and talk to Tony just a moment. And enjoy. Bear with us. Bear with me, not
Let's
him.
Let's try it. Let's try it. Let's try it. Okay.
A really
good one.
Day.
Baby, it's
really
cold outside. Baby, it's cold
outside. I
gotta go
away.
Baby,
this
it's
evening
cold
has
outside.
Been
open,
nice.
You drop in. I'll hold your hand.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, your
father
worry.
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the
Billy
fireplace roar.
Better scurry.
Beautiful, please
maybe
don't hurry.
Maybe just
have
a half
drink.
A drink more.
Some records
the
while
neighbors might sing.
Maybe
there's a little delay, Tony.
Yeah, it's okay.
Say, what's in this drink?
So cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell.
I take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Well, I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold
outside. Cold
outside.
Oh, my God. We tried
to it's cold outside.
It was the phone delay.
There you go. That's okay.
Tony, you're the
best. It's a holiday spirit.
We definitely have to do this in person one day. We will. We're going to rock the stage
Absolutely.
One of these days.
Absolutely. You got
and we're
going to
get our friend
Thank
Ron
you so much for having us.
Involved.
Yes, we'll have to
oh,
do
you're
something.
So welcome.
Thank you so much,
I
Dolly.
Love you. Buon Natale, my friend.
Buon Natale,
buon
anno. Merry Christmas.
Bed.
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good night, Tony. Thanks for coming on the show. Hey, everybody, I
got
to end the show on a good note. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other, I like to say all the time on this show. And please do like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, supporting the non-for-profits all over Chicagoland. Thanks, Tony Ocean, again to you for coming on the show, and to Freddie Pecoraro at Cecilia Bakery on the Northwest Side, my hood. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll see you soon. Take care now.
Ooh, yeah.